Equalization.
Hang on. Okay.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, October 6, 2021, at 8:33 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Jürgen Schuler, Tiemann, and Dorn. Up first, Mr. Byers will be away for the day traveling. Up first, approve the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Schuler. Any discussion? Please vote.
He's getting up, Terry.
Four in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Jürgens.
I have a question, excuse me.
All right.
It makes reference to the road at Virginia. It says South 41.
Is that in equalization or is that in the Board of Supervisors meeting?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Board of Supervisors. Excuse me.
We will. Don't forget that, though.
Okay.
Any additional discussion on the minutes from the previous meeting for equalization? Seeing none, please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization? There aren't any. How was Disney?
I'm still going. I was going to show you afterwards when I walked out. We leave for Saturday.
Oh, I thought you'd already gone.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you're just preparing.
Mm-hmm. I got my witch shirt on for Terry. See? There's my broom.
How are ground prices looking? Stabilized in the $8,000 area, somewhere in there for dry land, probably?
Bob's looking at him now, and most of the assessors are probably not going to have to change anything this year, but watch out next year.
Think they're going up next year, or?
If it continues the way it is, possibly, yeah. But I think we're probably good. We have to be in on dry, irrigated, and so, yeah. So I think we're pretty good right now for one more year.
The hot housing market has calmed down some, hasn't it?
No.
It has not.
Seems like they're for sale longer.
Well, that might be, but yeah, the interest rates are still. I'm looking at stuff that can be up to $50,000 to $60,000 over what I have it valued at. So I don't know what's. I mean, it's just crazy. Whether it's going to calm down or not with interest rates almost at 2%. I don't know. So we'll have to see. We'll be doing some increases on residential.
Anything else for Patty?
No, you got.
You resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got levies.
Up next, approve or disapprove resolution to set tax rates for political subdivisions. What resolution number would that be? Resolution 21-19. Any big changes to anything on these, Patty?
No, basically, we have until the ones that you see that are not, that first page that you see that are not Lewiston and those are ones that they have to send to us, and actually levies do not have to be set until October 15th. So I just got them done ahead of time, but you guys won't. Let's see, you won't meet until about the 20th. I don't know exactly what the date is. But
yeah, 20th.
So
these are the ones that they'll, like Lewiston, Crete, Wilbur, they'll have to send those to me. So they haven't, I'll add those on too.
Do I understand this correctly? On the rural fire districts, this year we have three districts that are under their allowable, Odell, Pickerel, and as well as Wymore.
That is correct.
That they're under?
Yeah. Because Terry's made that comment, Odell's swimming in cash. Wymore last year already pulled theirs back some. Now Pickerel did as well. Looking at this, Clay, no, Cortland Lancaster, they have a little bit of a different setup with...
They have a bond, don't they?
They have a sinking and a bond, but their budget is also below allowable. So we're seeing some of these fire districts not taking the maximum amount of money because they have so much money.
You have, we had a fire meeting, I don't know, a month ago, Odell Fire Board, and at that time, at one time, everybody had to be the same rate, 3 cents. Something's changed where you can vary that now, but at some point, they have to be together again, but you can take 2 years, I think, if I'm correct, Patty.
It's either two or three. We called the auditor's office just to make okay. sure.
I think next year, we've been 2 years. Next year, we'll have to go to the 3 cents to stay in compliance or whatever.
It's not compliance. It's something for maximum MFO money or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, yes. Right.
But out of all the rurals, Beatrice City has been taking the lion's share of that still instead of the rurals. So I think that might have been part of why the rurals were backing off.
Yeah. So anyway, it's an improvement because certain fire districts were required to take that 3 cents, and it was not necessary. So,
well, we definitely appreciate them being realistic of their budgets. And, I mean, if you look at Odell, they went from 3 cents to 0.8. That's a big one. That's a big drop. And, I mean, you've made that comment in the last couple of years that, you know, that's very responsible of these districts. Anything else on 2021 tax rates? Then I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove Resolution 21-19 to set these rates for political subdivisions for 21-22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Eddie, are you on the mm-hmm. Philly Rural?
Yeah.
I was just going to check Philly's quick.
Did you take it on there?
There you go. Checking you out.
Unless that's what you wanted.
Oh, no.
Oh, still there. All right.
Sometimes I think I just need to put
any additional discussion?
Better sustain, huh?
Please vote. Four in favor with Dorn abstaining. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization? Travel safe. Have a good time. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you very much.
We will adjourn.
I'm so, I can't believe you got on Avatar before I did.
It was really good. I heard it's closed now. No, we'll adjourn at 8:41.